Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
What's happening? Episode 4, 3.5, however you want to say it, because I want to say a big ups to my daughter I had on the last little special. So, what's happening, world? What's up, Al?
What's going on, man? It's another day.
All right, we're going to get it cracking. Let's jump on into it, man. Today we're going to talk about perceptions and judgments. You know what I'm saying? Perceptions, you know what I'm saying? You can't really change a person's perception, all right? But before we get into that, I want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in having you take no survey and all them other ones or telling you to, you know what I'm saying, go to iTunes and see what my... This is what I'm going to say. This is a question. I'm going to do a daily question on y'all ass. So this is going to eliminate some. What word has all the vowels in it in order? First off the top, I'm going to say it one more time. What word has all the vowels in it in order? If your motherfucking ass said, what's a vowel? Cut this bitch out right now. Off the top, okay. Let's get that straight. You get your bitch ass on out somewhere, okay. Now, if you want to take a minute, you want to look it up while I talk, you can do that. Matter of fact, I advise you to do that. Second question. I ain't gonna just do one, two. What book have you read in the last 3 years? I'm giving you three. All right? I'm saying? So that should be enough for you to be in the picked up some type of book. Speaking of books, good one I just finished. One of the greatest to ever do it, Mr. George Clinton. I read his memoir. Say, man, great man. So this man had the whole record industry shook, because what he did was he came out with Parliament Funkadelic, right? So now he two groups. He getting two checks. One person. You dig what I'm saying? I don't think y'all heard me. And so they had the man shook, and at that particular time, you need to read the memoir. They was scrounging, because the music industry, basically 85% of their business was built on black music. This is in the 70s. You can imagine right now what it's built on, how much we run it. You know what I'm saying? So, and now I want to get to that. When I say we, I made a comment and I caught myself. I think the second episode, I was like, well, I don't want to be put in a box. First of all, it's Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. It's Herbox Lounge Podcast. And definitely, you know, go to the website, pick you out something. It's exquisite, it's stylish cannabis containers, and we will have the online head shop store very soon. Your grinders, your papers, your pipes, your bongs, screens, just about everything. Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. So I said I didn't want to be stuck in a box, and I thought about that. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, you know. I am who I am, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm black. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to get away from that. So it's like the perception, you know, what people perceive me as. But first of all, what you perceive yourself as. You know what I'm saying? I run a real good show, Blackish. And I see that, man. I seen the perception of that in my perception. I definitely can understand and relate to that show. You know what I'm saying? Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's the guy's a doctor or something.
Nah, the wife is a doctor, and he's a. But you know what I'm saying? He grew like we all like. I grew up. You know what I'm saying? And we all grew up in an all black neighborhood. Well, I did at the time. You know what I'm saying? And I went to HBCU, Langston. What's happening, baby? You know, it ain't the best, but it made me the best. I say that all the time. Langston University, the Negro Leagues, Phi Beta Sigma, Blue Phi. And, now that I got my degree and got a job, you know, my daughter, like she was saying, she go to school out in the suburbs, you know what I mean? You know, but I try to still keep her, you know, we had her in the junior usher board, you know, junior ushers, and I had her, you know, still in my church, you know what I'm saying, doing the things. I wanted to keep that little bit, you know, but she don't see the perception of it. She don't see the way I see life, you know what I mean, and I can understand that. And like I said, I didn't want her to see me and know me. I'm, you know, I still... maybe smoke and I tend to my business. I took care of my baby, you know what I mean? But the perception of that, your perception of you smoke and you're not worthy or whatever, you know, we get caught on perceptions. And I even did on myself, and I caught myself, man, this is a podcast. And these are two black professional men behind this podcast. So, if your perception is that this is a black podcast about cannabis, that's your perception. Who am I to change that? All right? My perception is that I'm a businessman. I'm a thinking man. And I think that it was the best way to get our product, Meek Minds, that is MEEKMIND.com. See the keyword that mind. How about thank you? So that's our perception. You see? And so with that being said, I'm gonna let you sit on that for a minute. What's your perception of yourself? How do you perceive yourself now? How do you perceive yourself in the future? Hey, L, he got us, he holding us down today on the music, y'all. He holding us down on the music, baby.
Not gonna miss a beat today.
Well, you know what I'm saying? He came in here like, man, my pocket, listen, man. I told you, man, this is team, this is us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We swinging on them, you know? We throwing stones and rocks. We ain't got the ammunition. Once we get the ammunition up, you know, we're going to load up, shoot at them. But right now, you know what I mean?
Anything,
you
know, we can.
Exactly.
Sticks and twigs.
Mm-hmm. Pebbles. So that's why we need you to go to herbbox.com, comment to us on the website. And we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about perception and get into judgment. I was judging each other. So, alright, L, I'm curious to see what we're gonna play. Alright, peace. We'll be back, y'all.
Coming up short, yeah, and I dig this. on the makeup in the mirror and crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to think your shit don't stay. I said, Shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like a prostitute pausing. Oh, so you're one of them freaks. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peaked. Dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this bitch is lost. Mistake me for a geek. Quick way to eat. Deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week. Trick for retreat. No, go on the raw sex. My ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't wanna get involved with all them lawyers and judges. Just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I wanna see your support, bro. And I support you.
Talking about perception, man. About what's preceded. What's your perception? I hope you had a chance to sit back, you know what I mean, think about it. You know what I'm saying? How you look at it. Because a lot of times we worry about how we look to others. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. Shit, have the things we do. As guys, we do it for the women. That's why you need to have your herb box. ATRBBOXX. Exquisite, stylish, handcrafted container. Put right there on the coffee table. You need it when you need it. Hope you perceive yourself as being a businessman, thinking man. You want to have a nice website. You get married. Have a nice wedding. Need a DJ. Need mine. MeekMind.com. So, with all that done, that's pretty much it. Anyway, with that being said, today we'll talk about it a little bit. And I'll finish with perception. It's something that I truly love. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a podcast right here on my business and cannabis. But, you know, music, you know, we play it, hip-hop, and the perception, the perception we have is that some of our artists that have been in the game for a while, the perception is, well, they too old, or they're not up to par, and that's the perception, and I don't know if it's a perception, because it's definitely not true, okay? It's definitely not true, because you have, I would like to see our culture of hip-hop, and I say our culture because it grew, I mean, I grew up in this, you know? I mean, we go way back. And I want to say, keep like saying, oh, go way back, because we say that, it's kind of playing into the hands of, well, that was old way back. No. I grew up on it, and we're still growing. And we're seeing generation after generation growing up in this. And to, for some young artists, I would love, check this out here. I think this would be so dope if some young artist would do a mixtape and do a LL, you know? Yeah, do a I Am Bad. You know, your version of it, you know? But it's in a, you paying homage. Now, you're gonna probably have to talk to LL, cause you know, he can. he got a trigger her. People think you like, you know, and we need to get out of that. I mean, I understand hip hop is with the battling and whatnot, but at this moment in time, man, let's be about uniting. What you think? I mean, what you feel about the music, you know?
Definitely, music artists in general, they moved away from paying homage in a sense to being so much of an individual that they lose, you know, maybe where their influence maybe came from. So I definitely think that's a good idea.
Putting the culture first, you know? Like, putting the culture of the hip hop first. Just really the music itself, you know, respect it, and you know, bring in merge together, because I love what Kendrick is doing with merging that live band, and you have people like Ron Glass, you know what I'm saying, Grammy award winning, you know what I'm saying, jazz player that's been on some of the albums, and we have a lot of that, but it needs to be brought up and talked. Like, I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, DJ Quick, and he learned, and check this out, I was reading up on Quick, the guy that played with Boston, I can't think of his name, man, but that's who DJ Quick learned from, his, so he's learning from an old rock guy, and another jazz person, I can't think of, man, it'll come to me, man. I you know what, if you all search for DJ Quick, he did an interview on a podcast. What is the name of that podcast? It's called, Jesse So. It's on NPR. It's on, and that's going to drive me crazy anyway. if you can say it, but he studied with some of the greatest, man, up on him. Musically wise, if you listen to just the structures of the songs, and that's why I really like to do is sit back and listen to the structure of the song. And I know, you know, you young guys, you know, you like to get it turned up. I understand that, and I'm a big fan. I put my pom poms on for you young, you know, J. Cole's and Travis Scott's and. Saying Future, I really do, man. You know, and I because we had our time. So for the old guys to perceive them as being flippant and disrespectful, maybe they don't know. And so, you know, we have to step our game, because their perception of us is, well, they not talking to us, so they not teaching us, and that's what we, you know, we gotta do, man. Is we gotta bring our babies. That's why I have my daughter here, man. Bring the babies here and let them see it, and let them feel it, let them get a, you know, understanding of what's going on. Whether, you know, you're doing business or you're doing music, and you pull a youngster up under you. And I think that's what we need to really do, because I see a lot of times we as old heads feel like, well, man, you know, they don't feel like they, like El was just saying, they put themselves above the culture. But you know what? You pull that coattail and say, let me tell you something. I mean, when Vince over there from Long Beach, a West Coast artist, he was like, man, I don't see what's the big thing about 90s hip hop. You know what I'm saying? He grew up, you know what I'm saying? You know, was born in 95 or 96, like my daughter, you know, 99. So he never like Wu-Tang, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Which you can't fault him for what he grew up in that time. And it's because his perception, again, like his perception, and we can't judge. And that's what we tend to do a lot of times, is want to pass judgment on others, on their perception. You got to understand from where they stand, from what they see. And you have to respect that. And so when we're going talking about judgment now, and the judgment, and that's why, please, I want you to go to iTunes and listen to Herbox Lounge Podcast. It's HERBBOXX.com. You can hear it here, and you can hear it at other, wherever you like to listen to your podcast station. For it's rating us, passing judgment on me, conversate with me. You can come. I have an email. I have a Twitter, Herbox, at Herbox. And so if you have something to say to me, just, you got something to say about the show, something to say about L, you know, I'm inviting you to please, let's have a conversation, all right? And tell me, hey, man, why don't you try this? You got a question for today? You would like for me to do a question? Cool. You know, and let's do that. That's no problem. All right? Matter of fact, I got another question for you. Name the five Great Lakes. I know. I'm taking y'all back to fifth grade. But that's just a little hint. There's a reason I know that is because you should know them by the letters H-O-M-E-S, Holmes. Yeah. So that ought to help you out right there.
Right?
But anyway,
Googly.
you know what? I got a funny story for y'all. So I used to teach and coach for over 22 years, man, and I retired. And I was in the library, and a little bit of kids was a librarian was saying, hey, well, I want y'all to collect your stuff, your data, like a yellow book, like the yellow pages. And the kids said, what's the yellow pages? Now, mind you, they're in the fourth grade, okay? I just retired in 2014, by the way. So at the particular time, this was 2014, so they were 10 years old, so they were born in 2004. And the boy said, what's yellow pages? And the teacher said, what? You know, like, you don't know what yellow pages is? You know, and then the girl said, oh, yeah, my dad has that app. And then the teacher said, oh, yeah, is that that book that they drop off? My mom throws it away. And the boy said, why would they waste paper like that? Just Google it. And that's what they are right now.
Like,
you know what I mean? But in a way, I can kind of see. But see, his perception is, that's his perception. Like, hey, I got technology here, and it's not bad. Instead of flipping through all these damn pages, this big old monkey-ass book, right? Just go online and flip the pages.
Yeah, to a certain extent, you can even find people's names by basing on phone number.
Right. You know what I mean? So, with all that being said, and see even the perception of that. Now, I just said I retired from teaching. I used to, you teach and you do this and that. If you're going in to judge, if you want to judge me, what can I do about that? Because that's what you perceive me as. I can't change. I'm not here to change a man's perception of something. Because when it's all said and done, I hate when people say at the end of the day, oh my God, that is so played out phrase. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I don't know. I just hate that by the end of the day. I know I'm rambling. But a person is judging and judge a lot other people when, you know, let's be honest, we can't judge, you know. And I'm guilty of it. I do judge. I'm gonna tell you what my judge by. I judge, you know what, pet peeve, what burns me? Tattoos burn me. I don't like
tattoos.
I'm gonna tell you something. I hate when I see people, and see, this is judgment. I know this is wrong, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm working on. Okay, I'm working on not to judge, but this is what, when I see people with the tribal tattoos from the natives around their own, that's so disrespectful to me. Because you, first of all, you're not a native.
You know,
okay, listen here. If your name is Adam Goldberg, the fuck out of here. Yeah, I know damn, you know, right. Right, and then, oh, let me get on this other one. I don't like it when I see people have scriptures on their arms. Like, John 17. Like, you don't even go to church. How, you know what I'm saying? Again, I should be judging. Oh, let me tell you the big one. It's when they have their kids tattooed on their chest or their arm. It ain't paid child support in about 7 years. Man, get out of here, man. Right. Like, you know. Yeah. Like, man. You don't know your kids that you got a tattoo? Like, I don't know. And I get on you ladies, too. All this having a butterfly and you ain't been to the zoo since you was, shit, 3. You know, go, if you love butterflies that much, enjoy one of them butterflies. I don't know.
Catch.
I don't see it, but I'm judging, which is wrong. I do understand. Oh, you got Winnie the Pooh, the teddy bear on your leg or something.
Oh,
man, that's.
I thought you was talking about it.
That's. I don't know. Why would you have a little, what a little kid have? That's just like a grown man going to fucking Chuck E. Cheese. What is your grown ass doing in Chuck E. Cheese by yourself?
You got good
pizza. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I like the pizza. Like, no. Some shit is just that, but again, that's my perception, but I can have that without any judgment. I shouldn't be judged. So those who have tattoos, please, I give you 10% off if you show pictures of your tattoos. If you go to Herbbox, email us, let me know your name, put your order in. That's on me. See, I'm trying, right? I'm trying not to have no judgment, right? So we're going to...
At least by 10%.
Okay, that's good. Say that's good. She said at least try 10%. Okay, I bump it up, dude. 20. I bump it up. I want you to call me out of my shit. 20%. You mail us your tattoo and with your first order. Hey, we'll hit you off. HERBBOXX.com. I can do that. 20%. I'm changing. Hey, what else we got? Load us down, baby. What we got? I want to hear what we got.
Turning
stabbed it. Okay. Alright. So by judgment. See how that song? That song was deep, right? You know what I mean? It's the music. Music is jamming. Alright? The subject, to some, your perception may be whatever. You have the right to have that perception. But now to pass judgment, first of all, I think anybody that's doing any type of thing with any talent, when you disrespect them, I think you're disrespecting God, because that talent comes from God. So when you say, oh, your song, your singing ability or your songwriting ability sucks, get that power from God. You have the perception of not liking that song, but to just disrespect them, just say, I don't like it, but say it's not good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not telling you don't have the right to have an opinion. You do. It's not good to you. But to go to that person and be disrespectful, well, you suck. Hold on. Yeah, all right. You know, my daughter's out of town. She's going to California. So, you know what I'm saying? You get calls, you stay up on your toes. But that was my niece. Congratulations to her. She just got a job, just ended up graduating from Prairie View A&M. That's where my daughter's going. Shout out to Prairie View A&M Panthers. So I had to take that. Understand. Don't judge me. Nah, but seriously, please give us your opinion on the HERBBOXX.com. That's her advice. And tell us what you think. Meek Minds, MEEKMIND.com, for basically all of your anything dealing with sound. You dig what I'm saying? Like anything with sound, talking, singing, beatboxing, what else? Sneezing. Any sound, goo goo gaga, whatever.
Guitar players.
Yeah. But seriously, all you musicians out there, DJs, inspiring artists, if you have any music, please, you know, send it in. We would love to play it, you know, because that's what we want. We want to get your perception, and we want to hear it. And sometimes it's beautiful to get different perceptions, you know. I mean, maybe it's all right to be judged. What you think? I mean, you know, you're supposed to. Not with a, you know what, I think, let me back up, hold on. What I'm trying to say is that maybe what the elders have taught us when they said, judge not the judgment he judged, he shall be judged, is meaning, to break it down in layman's, when judging from a dark place, from an evil place, from a, you know, hurtful place, you know. I think that's exactly, you know, because you're gonna have to give, you know, your judgment, because there is a judgment day, so there's got to be judgment, right? You know what I mean? But there's a judgment day, so you know what I'm saying. But he the only one that can judge.
Now is not the time.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like Pac said, only judge. God can judge me now, right? Yeah. So, you know, y'all sit on that, man, for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Get yourself right. Get your head right by judging others. But, and I'm not judging you. If you have, you know what I'm saying, your cannabis in Crown Royal bag or your Jordan shoebox, or you ladies, you have it in your makeup kit. You know what I'm saying? Some fanny pack. I don't know what you got. But I would advise you. I would lead you to a better alternative, which shall be the norm. Whatever the norm is, but that's Herbox. HERBBOXX.com. So, back to the show. I'm not rambling. I'm backing up to my brother, podcast brother, my bigger brother over there at Cannabis Community Project. you know. Give everybody love, man. Cultivating. And we're finna talk about a little bit of that before we leave. I just want to hit on that. But to go back to the show Blackish, the writer and creator of that show got the same name I do, Kenya Burris.
Great man,
Snickers. Well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, his parent had the same name for me, named after Jomo Kenyatta, first prime minister of Kenya. That's like the president, you know, like our president, Barack Obama, which his father's from Kenya. You see the theme I'm going with here? You know?
Taking it back.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Kenya, I love it, you know what I mean? I see a lot of girls named Kenya. You know, over here, our perception is to have that name unisex. But to tell you the truth, it's just a beautiful name. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. So I want to thank my mother and father. Appreciate it. Matter of fact, today is my father's birthday. So what's even cooler, man? I'm going to call my pops. Yeah, when we come back, I'm gonna call my pops real quick. Tell him what's up. I had my daughter on, I might as well have my pops on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, we'll be right back. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be right back. Peace.
Is yours, so play the role, blow the dust off this record and put the needle down slow. Our veins are cold, but we'll never grow old. Let's have a toast and raise our drinks. No hearts on our sleeves, just egos on our cufflinks. It's such a rush to know you love me so much. We'll do whatever you want to. Girl, I make a movie star of you. You know that I could, if you let me be your Hollywood. We'll get high and high. We are lust to the glamorous white girl. So fine, going up on the downtown line. We get high and high. Your nose and face the crowd and kiss your mirrors, cause we're all stars now. Isn't it fun how music makes your lips numb? We'll do whatever you want to. Girl, I'll make a movie star of you. You know that I could, if you let me be your Hollywood. We'll get high and high. We are love to the glamorous white girl. So fine, going up on the downtown line. We get high and high. We are lost to the glamorous white girl. So fine, going up on the downtown line.
Take your razor, break down my line. All right.
Say, man, I got you on the podcast. Want to say happy birthday to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Oh, I was in the bed watching a game. I just kind of dozed off. I got to get up in the morning. We're going to Oklahoma early in the morning.
Oh, okay. What you doing? What's happening?
I'm getting a little sleep. Pat got an appointment at 8:30 in the morning, and she had another one at 2.
Oh,
so it's like 2 in one day. The fence on 85th, I think a section is looking real, real raggedy. I'm gonna go to fix that.
Listen, hold on, man. I told you, man.
All right.
You should have called Mike. Called Brent. I'm going to call him, though, and let him know and see if he can get somebody. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to try to go there.
Yeah, me and Slim
are
going to go up and knock it out.
Oh, okay. All right.
But Mike.
But I see in the future, you know what I'm saying, if he got some hooks that can work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And do it. Well, all right, since you got to get on that road, man, I'm going to let you go ahead and do that. You ever watch that show Blackish? The guy who wrote that show, the creator of the show, his name is Kenya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same way.
Yeah. Not no Kanye, but yeah. It's
okay,
Kenya.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep sometimes. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, well, I ain't going to hold you up, man. I just want to say happy birthday to you. Love you. And y'all be safe on that road.
All right,
check.
We'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right, then.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
She don't know. She want neo soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice and gold. She want a whole lot of sun to fold. If you an obstacle, she just drive you cold. Cause one monkey don't stop the show. Little Mary's bad. In these streets she done ran ever since when the heat began. I told a girl, look here, calm down, I'ma hold your hand to enable you to peep the plan. Cause you was quick to learn, and we can make money to burn. If you allow me to lay this game, I don't ask for much, but enough room to spread my wing. Finna know my name.
I don't ask.
Hey, what's up? That's it, man. That's it. All right, man. So my dad and we got our perceptions, the judgment. So we'll go into this little piece of cultivating. We'll talk a little bit of, you know, so your perception of growing. All right, you have hydroponic, aquaponics. I've been reading up on that like that. Or you have organic. And, you know, one can perceive to say lead grow light would be better than your digital ballast, HPS, lighting. It's whatever your perception is. Now, is there one to, now we're inside of the community of cannabis and judging, well, you're not a real grower if you're not doing it organic. And organic people saying, hey, this is a real way. It's not hydroponically. Let's hold back. You have the perception. Smoke what you like, you know. Some say, you know, sativa, you know. Some like indica, you know. It's whatever their perception. You know, they can't just pass a judgment and say, well, you know, the way your growing technique is outdated. You know, we talked about that. Recap about the music and bringing it all two together and the whole culture, and that's what we want to do. I can't judge you on the way you store your cannabis. You might say, hey man, I just regular mason jar. Exactly. But just in case you don't want to carry that mason jar around, you want to make a quick go, we do have some glass, you know, seal tight jars. Very small, about 3 inches tall. I think you will like them. Please go to the website, herbboxx.com. And the online head shop will be added very soon. Any comments? Check out this podcast here. If you're checking it out anywhere else, put it in the atmosphere. Soon, an app. Let me just put it out there. If we have any herb box listeners, you know what? And all my stiletto stoners. I wanted to say something for y'all. I call y'all the herb honeys. Yeah. I have no judgment on you ladies. And my brothers, I guess I call them box bros. I don't know. That sound corny. Anyway, see, I'm judging myself. I don't know. Anyway. Exactly. Those girls put yourself in the box. But nevertheless, so with that being said about growing, we have a interview coming up next segment, next week, or next time you hear this, whenever that is. We're going to break down hydroponic, and then later we'll try to break down organic, you know. So the foundation of it all starts at the organic, you know, it works its way down or up, whatever your perception of it is, I don't know. So, but hey man, we're gonna sign on off. Man, it's been a stone cold groove. And man, I appreciate my pops, and appreciate you, L, man, for doing the music today, man. I like it. You know what I'm saying? It was good, thought-provoking music. You know what I'm saying? I think you can listen to them and gather from that. Anyway, so
I'll be here all week.
Yeah. So anyway, man, it's been cool, and we'll hit y'all back later on. Got anything to say?
Good man, you said it all. You shout out the website so we
good. All right, Smeek Minds, MEEKMIND.com, and of course, Herbbox. Remember, 20% off those who have your tattoos. Email them in. Yo, give us your name and where we can contact you, and we can get it out to you. All right, peace.
possession of. Half man, half drugs, ask the clubs. Bad boy, that's what's up. After bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list, how we twist shit. What changed with the name? We still here, you're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out, I'ma cool off. Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog. We ain't never left. We just move in silence and rep to the death. It's official, I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama, the saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
They look straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play, I puss it down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, niggas got a problem with me.
Black, what happened?
They running around acting like the black don't care eat. And you know what?
What?
For some strange reason, I'm off of this medication, feeling deranged, needing for y'all to put the word out. We ain't leaving. We tryna be rich before we all stop breathing. Therefore,
what?
We kinda hustle lanes. Stay laying down our muscle games. Still turn niggas' dreams to flames. You got the wire? If not, I ain't saying no names. You soon expire. No pain. I feel remorse. The subconscious. Me and Diddy up first, racing Porsches with the big twin valve exhausters. On the cover of your vibes, double XLs, the sauces, bitch.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't.
We ain't.
Hey, how you doing? Puffy, or Diddy, P, Papa, Papa, Papa Diddy Pop? I'm sorry, I don't know what you're calling yourself these days, but, Mr. Daddy. Listen, glad you're here in the neighborhood. Welcome. But this? Golf balls through the window? It's not gonna fly, alright? That happens once, then it doesn't happen again. Understand what I'm saying? Sorry, dog, okay? Just want to clear that up because I'm a big fan, I love your music. Enjoy the whole, you know, I love that whole thing. Alright, good. Listen, if you're having one of your crazy house party things, shout me a holler, Dunn.
It ain't shit changed since the Notorious. See, everything's still glorious. We still got warriors, still be the victorious. See, it's a lot of them, but it's more of us. Still got cash to blow, raps to flow. Steal them, catch the know, pack the flow. That's for sure. Bottles to pop, joints to rock. Play the background, handle my jock, holding my Glock. Money to get, cost to flip. Balls to sit at and sip cognac with juice to drip. Hoes to see, make sure they knowin' it's me. Drop that D, can't believe that I am C. Bad boy to the casket drop. Gotta love it, place nothing above it. It's on like that, don't believe we ain't going like that. For always gonna be here, read in, every motherfucker's here.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
Go in, nowhere.
We gon' stay right here.
We ain't
forever
going nowhere.
And ever.
We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
We ain't going
go
nowhere.
In, nowhere.
We gon' stay
we
right here.
Going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't be stopped now.
We gon' stay right here
for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's bad boy for life.
Damn, there goes the neighborhood.
P. Diddy.
Ms. Johnson, had a good time last night. Yeah, I saw you shaking that ass.
Yes, I was.
All right, girl.